Welcome to a guided meditation for all of us that are in self-isolation. It seems that self-isolation is a really generous gesture in a number of ways. It's a form of self-sacrifice, because we're limiting the way we live our lives in order to safeguard and care for the lives of others, as well as ourselves. And maybe this is something we don't always think about, certainly that we are giving something very special to others. As indeed we are. Now, like all meditations, this one begins with just focusing on the breathing. And the best way to focus on breathing is to breathe very evenly in for the count of three, one, two, three, and out for the count of six. One, two, three, four, five, six. In for the count of three. And out for the count of six. And as we relax, this slower breathing, which you don't have to do many times, connects you with nature. And when you connect with nature, you actually connect with your deepest self in the most beautiful way. Now, this is a four-part meditation, and it starts with a very simple visualization. What I'd like you to do is just to imagine that you're lighting a candle. Just strike a match, and you light the candle. And I would like you to think of this candle as a guiding light. And the amazing thing about candles is that, like us, they are made of air and fire and earth and water. So, in a sense, when we look at the candle, it empowers us to go anywhere in the imagination. We're not confined to any space. So we simply look at the candle and let our imagination fly free. And as you look at the candle, you may feel yourself thinking of other things. A place with an open sky. On a hill, just imagine yourself in an elevated position, looking down. The candle has been put to one side now. Just look down across a landscape beneath you. Green, blue, sky above. As you look down from an elevated position, and try and make that landscape as special to you as is possible. Just look around yourself from a height. And breathe in fresh air. Just breathe. And it seems as though there's a breeze. And perhaps it's a moment to appreciate how good it is to be elevated above everything. To look down on perhaps a road or a river, hills, trees, birds flying through the air. Just a beautiful landscape. A wonderful landscape. And not only that, you can understand why people love to sit high above a landscape and look down. You understand why monasteries are perched on the side of hills, and mountain climbers love to see the world from great heights. It is so beautiful, and the air is so good, and the sky is so pure. It is such a wonderful sensation. And that is why, when you breathe, you will find it so relaxing. And looking at that beautiful, beautiful landscape, just take the memory of it with you. Take it with you before I ask you slowly, very slowly, to return to the memory of your candle, your guiding light. And I'd like you to look at that candle very hard. To look at it as you might look into a very powerful light, a very strong light. And maybe, if your eyes are closed, you will recall that strange and wonderful sensation one has. When one lies on a beach and feels the sun on one's face, knowing that the sun is beyond. And I would like you to imagine that sensation as well. To remember the power of the sun on your face, the sun itself in all its golden radiance as it shines on you. So that you might find yourself being guided again by the candle into the most unexpected place, a hot desert. And there you might stand under a white searing sky with the sun shining powerfully overhead and sand dunes all around you. beautiful golden sand dunes. A magnificent desert. And some may feel that this is a place of desolation, but I must reassure you that it is not so. Because as we walk through the desert, we find it is a place of powerful peace. Great calm. Extraordinary inspiration. It is a world of the sun, and the sun dominates that great golden desert. And as you walk through the desert, you will feel the heat. And maybe you can imagine that you have a camel beside you, or maybe you just choose to walk through that hot sand, aware of the great openness of this beautiful, quiet, ancient space. For this is a place of fire and light that will open doors to great peace and contemplation. And once more, I'm going to ask you to recall your candle again. To look into the candle and to stare into it and see the light changing around you as the image of the great desert fades. And the light changes again. And you find yourself in a completely different space, a totally different space. This light is different in colour, and that reflects in the candle and in the light around you. And you realise now, as you put the candle aside, that you are actually sitting in the woods under a tree. And it's a place of contemplation that has been enjoyed for so long by so many of us. And you may hear birdsong. And as you look around, you may see flowers in the woods and light coming through on all sides, through the new shoots of the trees. And as you look down, you will see little insects, ants busy at work. And the tree holds you. And all the insects and birds and life, and you rest in such peace, so connected with the earth, at one with the world in the forest. And now you realize that it is time to turn to the focus of your guiding light. You turn to your candle, and once again you realize that it's going to take you to an amazing place of peace and connection. And you look into the candle and you suddenly are aware of yet another kind of light and another sensation, because you find yourself sitting comfortably upright on a very small boat, moving along in a small stream. The water moves calmly beside you, and you reach out and stroke the soft leaves on either side. The sun is shining on you, and there's much peace and calm as the boat floats gently along that beautiful stream. You can see flowers and blue sky, but the most amazing thing is that you realize that you are not alone, that there is a loving presence in the boat behind you. And it is that feeling of well-being on the water and the peace that stays with you, because you know that somebody is steering the boat. And that is a movement of life itself, of calm itself, of freedom itself, as you move along. And you may realize, as you drift along on that most beautiful stream in the dappled light, that the water of the stream runs through you and me and through the world, and that water is all around us, but it's also a love that is steering that little boat as you ride on that gentle tide. So that drifting on the stream, the stream of dreams and calm, you will know that you have moved through the four elements of life itself. You have breathed in the air, you have experienced the fire and the heat, the earth, and the water. Guided by the guided light of love and your candle, and maybe once you have experienced and remembered that guiding light, that illumination of love, you may surely feel that isolation is, in a sense, just another illusion.